What a thing to have to follow. Thank you, great shepherd, for using your under shepherds to speak your word of life into us and help us to keep it deep within us and just let it become life in us like you want it to be, your life, in Jesus' name. I'm not going to be very long because I'm not a pastor or a speaker or anything, but I wanted to just start off by rereading the part that Jennifer read during the drama here just a little bit. They were not being cleansed from their sins, for those things have already been washed away by the blood of the great shepherd. They are not being cleansed from feeling badly for what they've done or getting refreshed because they feel dry, for this is not a cleansing aimed at making them feel better. They are being washed that they might have part with him. The washing of the water of the wise word to remove the blemishes that would disqualify them for sacrifice. And when Kelly told me I was going to be sharing something, I thought it was just going to be something a little bitty, but way back then, I was doing kind of a stand-in part for the at what at that point in time was called the head of Hillside Sheep. And it was pretty eye-opening, to say the very least. The Lord just, as I was doing the lines, I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus, I'm behind the camera. I don't have to do this because I don't want people to see me for what I am. But I just really am thankful to the Lord for, I can't even remember who shared it at this point, but, the word that said that we were being washed with the word so that the only mark on us is that of our great shepherd. There's not any other owner's marks on there so that we can go to the altar because along the way, we get marks that we put on ourselves. We get marks that others put on us and we receive. And I'm just very thankful that the great shepherd loves us enough to clean those off of us so that we can be one with him. So as I was really wanting to get a sheep pool message, but He gave me something weird, so I will have to beg your pardon ahead of time. This may be part me also, so just forgive the forgive the me of it. I was thinking it was real easy to watch the drama, especially this part at the sheep pool, and kind of take it as an outside thing, you know, that you're getting washed on the outside so that you don't have those marks. But because it was washed with the water of the word, it just reminded me of Psalm 119:103 that says, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." And it's something that he wants down deep inside of us. And so as I was playing that Hillside Sheep, I was noticing, and he brought to my attention, that a lot of the Hillside Sheep were wanting to eat this grass, and then eat some other grass, and eat some other grass, and eat some other grass. And he said to me, "That's how you are with my word. That I am so ready to accept the things into my brain and think that that's going to be a good place to store them till they become life. And not so, because my brain can only hold so much, and then it's a problem. But, you know, I grab things, and I think, oh, the Lord has said such a sweet thing to me in this thing. I'm going to hold on to this forever. So I put it in my brain, and the next thing that comes along, oh, this is better. This is, you know, this is First Peter, this is Jonah, this is all this kind of stuff. And what the Lord specifically spoke to me through the Hillside sheep and through sheep in general. First off, I want to say in Matthew 15:10, Jesus is talking to the people, the crowd around him. And he says, listen and understand this. It's not what goes into the mouth of a man that defiles him and dishonors him, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles and dishonors him. And Peter said, explain the parable to us. And he said, don't you understand that whatever goes in the mouth passes through the stomach and is eliminated? Kind of a weird thought, gross thought. It just goes all the way through. Especially if your body doesn't digest something like, you know, gluten or whatever. We have lots of people who don't digest things well. What the Lord spoke to me was that the way to get things to my heart, to his heart, is through my stomach. Only not my stomach, because people's stomachs, they only go, I mean, it just goes that way. He said that sheep are ruminators. And that means that they chew up their grass that they're eating right now. It goes down into their stomach. And it works some juices for a while. It comes back up. They chew it again. And it goes back down until they get it to where it's digestible. And that the word of God is something that doesn't just digest like sugar. You know, it doesn't just go down and it's easy and it goes throughout your body and you have the life of Christ just flowing out of you. Obviously not. Yeah, so you get your sugar crash. Yeah. They have to keep processing their food until their bodies can use it. And that only happens when they're at rest and not eating. They can't be constantly eating or they don't get anything digested. So he said to me, it's okay to take time to put that thing into you and let the Holy Spirit work on it for a while. And so I said to him, well, I don't understand how that works because sheep look like they're always eating to me. And he took me to a place on the internet to tell me about sheep and that most of a sheep's abdomen is their stomach. They have a four-chambered stomach. And it takes up most of their body, and it can hold up to 13 gallons of food, which is like, you know, I can't even imagine. But that's the way he made them, so that they could be working that stuff through all the time. And what he said at that point was just abide in me. We've been talking about the house. And how he wants us to come to his house. And so he said, just abide in me. Let my spirit do its work. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, You will ask whatever you desire. My desire is that Christ is formed in me and his life comes out. It will, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified. And we've been talking about God's glory. That's what we all want, I know. And so that you bear much fruit, and so you will be my disciples. So he wants me to stay with the Holy Spirit in that place where he's bringing life. So wherever the Holy Spirit landed this weekend, I'm sorry, my mouth is so dry. Wherever he's landed this weekend, stay there. Stay in that place. Let him do his work. Not waiting till I understand it with my head. But until that life of Christ, thank you very much. But until that life of Christ, the Lamb stirs up and can bubble out. And while I'm being and abiding in the word, with the word, if I share that with somebody else, I just want to know that it's the Lord that shares that and not my pride or any other motive, that's not his life and heart. Because then I have lost my lunch. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not in me anymore. So, like I said, hold on to that place where the Holy Spirit has landed this weekend and wrestle with him until it changes you. And that's all.